Welcome to the Digital Glue Podcast. These digital untangling episodes are brought to you by Crystal Kordalchuk, CEO and founder of Virtually Untangled. This podcast is for entrepreneurs who need untangling from the day-to-day tasks in their business. These virtual world untanglers never underestimate the power of a good idea. And if that sounds like a lofty goal, well, it is. A decade ago, Virtually Untangled was founded with the goal of creating meaningful digital experiences that connect with people. Crystal and her team of honorary untanglers are now providing business owners just like you the opportunity to own your story and share it with the world. So, every Tuesday morning, she'll be dropping a new episode that will help you think big and dream even bigger. Let's dive into today's episode.
We know by now, you've probably read a million blog posts, listened to a million podcasts, and skimmed the surface of a trillion or so articles about this very talking point, the power of goal setting, and how to let yourself dream, all the while setting big milestones for yourself. You're probably exhausted with the thought of it all by now, especially since we've just entered another new year. But today's untangling episode is going to be a little bit of a different twist on this thing we call goals. I keep thinking about the oh-so-famous terms of measurable and bigger and specific that seems to always be followed by productivity and automation. But to quote the brilliant Brené Brown, if we want to cultivate hopefulness, we have to be willing to be flexible and demonstrate perseverance. Not every goal will look and feel the same. Tolerance for disappointment, determination, and a belief in self are the heart of hope. And of course, with courage and sheer vulnerability. While I was preparing my thoughts digitally on what I wanted to share with you today on this very topic, we were living in an entirely different world than we were a few years back. I don't know about you, but to us, it still literally feels like overnight the entire world went on lockdown. And sadly, just around the corner, we foresee it happening again soon due to the new strains being forcefully aggressive. The ways of going fully remote are no longer the new way for most, but the new normal for nearly everyone. And while my team and I have lived in this realm for many years before the pandemic, we realize not everyone has and may be struggling with doing so. Which brings me back to the topic of goals. The business and life goals we all had set out for ourselves a couple of years ago have drastically changed, for some more than others. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. As we keep learning and adapting to living more in a virtual world, what Time is calling the world's largest work-from-home experiment, it's time for us to remember to keep re-evaluating our goals, making tweaks and adjustments along the way, while practicing some Marie Kondo ways beyond our homes and now into our virtual worlds too. So with that being said, it's our hope that today's Untangling podcast episode brings new light while helping you find some much needed clarity and confidence in your goals in this ever quickly changing world of virtual business. Make no mistake, crafting and maintaining a flawless to-do list is an art form. But with everything you will learn today, now you too can become an expert organizer and save yourself time by actually getting things done. Let's start with a shocking fact. Did you know that almost 90% of people don't regularly finish their daily to-do lists? That's a notion to not worry. You're not the only one. Truthfully, achieving our goals always seems harder than it really is. That's why organizing your life into a manageable list by crossing off items as you go and making room for new ones is the ultimate way to find yourself some free time. For me, crossing each item off my list with a thick black Sharpie or watching that fun animated unicorn rainbow in Asana fly across my screen presents me with a real feeling of accomplishment. And depending on what that task may have been, a hard-earned stress reliever. And to top that off nicely with a well-fitting quote by none other than Stephen Covey, "To begin with the end in mind means to start with a clear understanding of your destination. It means to know where you are going so that you better understand where you are now, and so that the steps you take are always in the right direction." For me, list making is pretty personal and a serious thing. I'm even going to admit I borderline a bit on the obsessive side of things and just can't seem to wrap my brain around things when people say I don't make lists. So I guess for some, winging it willy-nilly works just fine. Either list-making personality has its flaws, and it truly boils down to just making a successful one. Now, we know you have an awesome list of stuff to get done, whether by memory or obsessively like us. So with your goals in mind, let's begin crafting the perfect to-do list so you can start checking those items off and start being willy-nilly with your free time instead. And what a better way to start than with an action plan. Before we dive into the steps in this action plan, I want you to understand and utilize the Eisenhower method in every decision you make about where and how to get things placed on each of your lists. To use this method, you need to answer the following. How important is it and how urgent is it? Note, what is most important may not always be urgent and vice versa. And it goes a little something like this. Number one, choose a medium that you feel would be most beneficial to your working style to help you create these to-do lists. To offer some examples, I like traditional paper and pen for my day-to-day notes, then Asana to project manage my long-term notes, goals, and timelines. I personally like to do things this way to keep things separate for ease of organization. Number two, make multiple lists for everything you're looking to accomplish, no matter the size. At the very least, you should have one master list for accomplishing all of your short and long-term goals. Then one which includes your daily tasks, projects, and goals. Don't forget to include your hit list, aka top three priorities. And lastly, your weekly to-do list prioritized by level of importance and then broken down into a schedule of time. Number three, keep things simple and clear because there is nothing more intimidating than a forever long to-do list. I find it frightening just to think about some of the ones I've created for myself in the past. Oh God. Number four, prioritize your lists with the most important tasks first, then break things down into goals, short and long-term, and then timelines. Number five, tackle a few easy items before diving into the most important ones. Rule of thumb for this, items that will take 5 minutes or less to complete. Number six, include absolutely everything. Yes, I mean everything. Number seven, keep yourself feeling stress-free, and by this, I mean use your list for work and play. That way, you get into the habit of creating them and using them more consistently, but on a realistic basis. As much as you'd like to finish everything in one day, that's just not possible. And most people, including myself, tend to overload them, which then makes things impossible to complete. So simply adjust your expectations so you can feel good, feel accomplished, and feel refreshed. But most importantly, stress-free. Number eight, be flexible with your time, but do try to keep to some sort of schedule. Number nine, focus on one thing at a time. This is probably the most important step of everything I've mentioned here so far. The true key to an effective to-do list is that the list is prioritized and you're focused. The plan is to work your way down the list, one simple step at a time. And lastly, but equally as important as all the other points I just mentioned, start fresh by making a new list every day or every evening before you go to bed to clear your mind and sleep well. You don't want the same old items clogging up your time. By doing things this way, it will help keep efficient use of your time by not rinsing and repeating similar tasks on the daily. You want to make sure you get something done every 24 hours and aren't just spending time doodling on notepads and making surf the net excuses. We also feel very strongly that when you make a to-do list, you should also make a to-not-do list. Warren Buffett was asked about the secret to success, and he said that it was saying no to almost everything. In reality, some of those little tasks won't matter as long as you get the big ones done. Next up, the backup plan. If you feel like everything I just shared with you just isn't cutting it and you're having a hard time getting into the groove of things, let me share some other really helpful steps. Then once you have these ones tackled to a comfortable level for yourself, go ahead and try and tackle the action plan list again. First and foremost, identify your top three priorities, aka your hit list items, for each day at the top of your list. These are the most important things you want to accomplish in order to have a priority-focused day. Consider them three easy wins. Find yourself an accountability partner so that you don't procrastinate. This person will help you stay on track so you can achieve your goals you set for yourself and for your business. Create that to not do list, as mentioned a few moments ago. These are pure words of wisdom because the items on the list help you accomplish your actual to-do list filled with passions, goals, and accomplishments. Use the 1-3-5 rule, which is mapping out one big thing, three medium things, and five smaller things you want to get done daily. And yes, those are what we like to call a reasonable number of items for your to-do list. Schedule some of the bigger action items into your daily calendar and keep the time you scheduled for them. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Doing this will help keep you accountable to yourself and help you stay on track, especially if these are items you procrastinate regularly. Review your lists at the beginning and the end of each day. Schedule this time into your calendar. Cross off what was accomplished and reorganize and reprioritize what's still pending that you're able to tackle tomorrow. Purge your lists daily by being realistic with your goals, meaning if it's not a short-term task, it should be removed and placed into some sort of project management tool instead. As Amy Larson states quite nicely, let your to-do list be those things that light your passion and watch your focus burn through every obstacle in the way. Okay, I know that was a lot of information to absorb in just one listen, but it's best to keep in mind that when trying any new productivity method or tool, it takes time to adapt and adjust. So if you feel things just aren't working out after only 1 or 2 days, don't give up. Creating a new habit takes time, so we suggest giving these things a whirl for at least 30 days. Trust me, you will be a productivity machine after eating up and implementing all this information in no time. Above all, make sure the goals you set are SMART: specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound. With your new process top of mind alongside your goals, my friend, it's now time to execute for maximum impact. Now is the time when you should be working on those big dreams of yours. Now is the time when you should be working on the things you just simply keep putting off. Now is the time you can start to work on who you truly want to be. You just need to believe that you can. Throw on some motivational music, dive into Pinterest quotes, and get started. Remember, the secret of getting ahead is getting started. With that being said, let's dive into some ways that you can use this time for maximum impact to get ahead of the virtual game while everyone else is baking sourdough bread and keep from burning out. Get untangled with a virtual assistant. You know all those tasks you keep pushing back in your project management tool? I'm sure at least one came to mind that you need to finish, but dread the thought of doing. Start by putting together a list of tasks that need to be completed, like we talked about earlier on in this episode. Then hire a VA, like yours truly, to help you knock out your list. And of course, celebrate with a treat after knocking them all out. Work ahead to gain some clarity. If possible, work ahead on some of your projects. With your newfound extra time, you can now focus on simply getting ahead on anything that may be running behind. Remember that someday goal? Let's make it a current goal. Instead of slacking and wishing one day, let's focus on giving it our all. Take the time to write out all the tasks that go along with making it possible. Focus on creating that podcast you've been thinking about. Put together that summit you've been dreaming about. Dive into the messy action and make it happen. Revamp your brand, your graphics, and your social presence. Write that book. Make that video. Finally, go live. Let the world know who you truly are. You can stand by and keep dreaming of your goals, or you can focus on knocking them out of the park. The choice is yours, my friend. Okay, so now that we've talked about the art of list making, project management, smart goals, and ways to achieve them, I want to quickly dive into one last thing: how you gauge success. The burning questions we all have on our minds on this entrepreneurial venture is, how do I know if my business is successful? Am I doing everything I can to grow? If not, what else should I be doing? When most people think of what it means to be successful, they think of their paycheck, as we live in a culture that tells us this is the sign we're doing well in life. But our success story is so much more than that. It's about focusing on value. Your value has nothing, absolutely nothing, to do with the number of zeros in your bank account. If you reflect upon what you have achieved along the path you're on, how you create solutions, how you walk through processes, how you collaborate and communicate with others, remembering those things will help you feel successful, especially on those exceptionally hard days. Creating balance. Many entrepreneurs don't believe in work-life balance. In fact, most of them think it's complete bullshit, but I beg to differ. When you're in that glorious moment of finally building your dream business, this enables you to feel satisfied from the inside out. It's striking while the iron is hot to find that perfect balance between your business life and your life outside all that noise. That's anything but bullshit. And with these five simple steps, you'll be on your way. Number one, prioritize your business tasks separate from your life tasks. Number two, take breaks during your day, meaning don't eat lunch at your desk. Number three, take time to relax, get away, and recharge, even if it's just to binge watch some Netflix. Number four, organize and structure your time in your office. Define your priorities. And lastly, number five, leverage the technologies right at your fingertips to work smarter. Next up on measuring progress. This is as simple as it sounds. Being recognized for the work you do for your clients and customers, your audience, and your business speaks volumes on its own. Thus, by knowing that all the blood, sweat, and tears you've put into the work you're doing has true meaning, thanks to the winning approval from your peers. Not that you need it to feel good, because we all know, especially you, how much of a fantastic job you're doing, but it helps. And last, but certainly not least, inspiring others. The work that you do should not only affect you, but those around. You can do this by practicing a few simple things: gratitude, courage, resiliency, taking a stand for what you believe in, personally and professionally, being vulnerable, yes, just like Brené Brown's research, sharing credit when credit is due, and rising above when all else fails. You won't find these items on your paycheck or in your title, but they matter the most. When I look back at my younger self, I now realize how counterproductive, self-destructive, and self-defeating I really was. I wasted so much of my time and energy treading lightly in the fear of doing what I really wanted to be doing, which is just what I'm doing right now, or in fear of intimidating someone else by speaking out and making some noise, or just plainly as being seen as different due to my multi-passionate personality that I held myself back from some enormous opportunities, some of which I'm making up for now. So if you're still listening and ready to take action, I applaud you. And if you have any burning questions or want to share your future goals or recent successes, reach out to me in the DMs or drop me a line. However, on the flip side of it all, if you're still debating whether any of this will work for you in order to change your ways and become the ultimate gold digger this year, watch Netflix for 3 straight days in the same PJs, huddled under the same blankie with a bag of Doritos. You'll feel so bad, you just might listen to our crazy yet effectively proven productivity ways.
And that's a wrap. Virtually Untangled is a full-service business, which means they've got you covered on design and content right through to digital and organization. You'll form a long-lasting relationship with them, as collaboration is central to everything they do. Now it's time to seize the moment and become inbox friends. It's easy to do. Just hop on over to virtuallyuntangled.com or their Facebook page to opt in and receive instant access to the most inspirational ride of your life. So what are you waiting for? Become inbox friends with VU. Until the next episode, keep untangling.